This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we're broadcasting at great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and those taking the supplies down into the hurricane zone in southwest Florida. Now, let's also give a big shout-out and a welcome to our bulk mail haulers doing the job, getting the mail delivered. We appreciate that. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And also our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers out there listening to us on the radio. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer. All right, joining us on the telephone line, we have the man up there in probably a little cooler than it is here, in Michigan, otherwise known as Rod Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Flip says hello.
Who's hello, Flip?
And he says, send some warm air.
Send what?
Warm air. Send some warm air.
Warm?
Warm. W-A-R-M. Oh. Warm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a little nippy down here. It's in the 50s, about 57 right here in Tampa right now. Temperature's dropping,
really?
Too. Yep.
Well, that should be pretty comfortable, huh?
Tomorrow's going to be colder, so it's not comfortable. I got my coat, my winter coat with me. I do. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, I am.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, John Durham took one on the chin yesterday because an Alexandria, Virginia jury decided to acquit the analyst Igor Donchenko, who was accused of lying to the FBI about his role in a discredited dossier that had purported to tie former President Trump to Russia. So now what?
Now the beat continues. I think it was a jury of people that didn't like Trump, and I think that's how they came to that conclusion, because no one is saying that the dossier wasn't discredited. Someone discredited, did what they did. This could not have happened just through osmosis. So a guy got away with some dirty stuff once again.
Yep, and I'm not surprised, but it is what it is. And there'll be more. I think he's got some more irons in the fire here, not maybe against this guy, but some other folks. We'll see what happens. Okay, Mexican drug cartels are fighting with each other using armed drones.
First of all, I'd like to know where they got those drones from. And
Not us.
Let them take each other out, I guess. But this just shows you, Captain, how horrific our border situation is. I mean, you've got drone fighting cartels, and they've got some very powerful other weapons, too. And they're just going at it down there and trying to take control of the border that the United States no longer has.
Well, they have control of the border, for sure, because we certainly don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what does this say about our country or the government, basically? The soldiers tried to take over some roadblocks set up along some of the main roads in the entire region there where they're fighting it out. They had removed the roadblock, but then gunmen began dropping IEDs on them, according to military sources. And it just goes on. This is around, it's in the border area. So this is a bad, bad look for the United States and our citizenry who live in that area.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, the drug cartel is, you just have no idea what they're going to do next.
Well, a lot worse. And then, if you've ever been to the border,
Many times.
Shocking. It's shocking the amount of garbage and the amount of everything that you see down there, the rape trees. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. I haven't been down on the border in about 10 years, but the last time I was there was that way then. So I can only imagine. Now, Peter Strzok, the gift that keeps on giving, said September 11th is nothing compared to January 6th.
Well, when I first heard that, I just shook my head, and I'm thinking, what a darn shame. 3,000 or close to 3,000 people expired. The destruction of buildings, the yada, 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 the rest, you were there, Captain.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And many of us were watching as it was unfolding. And for this man, this individual, to say something like that, that alone is just enough to, it's enough to gag a maggot.
Well, he's not much of anything to talk, so we'll just have to consider the source. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards 2 and then Edwards Notebook to boot, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with Moa.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Will the NFL be forced to become the NFFL, the National Flag Football League? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Over the past 20 years, anything manly that represents a sense of tough challenges, danger, and overcoming possible setbacks has been under attack and saddled with overzealous efforts to make the violent sport of football a safe haven in order to kill interests in the sport. In a recent Monday Night Football game, Kansas City Chief lineman Chris Jones appeared to sack Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, forcing a fumble and recovering the ball. But because Jones accidentally landed on quarterback Derek Carr, officials threw a flag for roughing the passer. Monday Night Football announcer Troy Aikman said that it was time to take the dresses off with regard to excessive roughing the passer calls. Of course, overly sensitive leftist media members went to Nutsville, calling Aikman misogynistic. I want to know, what should we call those who are seeking to literally destroy the NFL football and expunge strong masculinity from society in general? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, and don't forget, Ron Edwards can be heard on Wednesdays and on Saturdays here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, when you hear him, you also hear about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, Constitutional Grounds Coffee has a delicious taste that many people are raving about. And because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase. And don't forget, the Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man that came strolling through on his black horse again. I'm telling you, got to chase him out the door to find out who that was. But Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. TheRonEdwards.com. Go over there and give it a try. And a lot of people like that coffee, Ron. I talked to a couple of people again in the last day or so that really enjoy the taste. It's got a really smooth taste.
It does, and I have never heard any complaints anywhere, whether it's people around the country or here where I'm at, about the coffee. They love it. Once people get it, they want to continue. And it's very delicious, very smooth, no acidic backlash or anything like that. It's good stuff. If you love coffee, you will love Constitutional Grounds coffee.
Speaking of smooth, how about this Peter Strzok guy? We started to talk a little bit about that. We were talking about during the break. Peter Strzok said 9/11 was nothing compared to January 6th. Now, you started out saying something, and I said something, but I didn't really finish what I wanted to say, and then I'll let you finish what you wanted to say. If this guy had been to the World Trade Center in New York and had seen people jumping off the top of the building, you know, the upper floors, coming down, and all you heard was, and I'm going to use my table, all you heard was like that. That was somebody hitting the pavement. You can only imagine from 80 stories up or 90 stories up what it looked like when they hit the ground. You can only imagine. It wasn't pretty. This guy is a moron to even say something like that.
Well, he's even worse than a moron. I think he's evil because, first of all, it's a reflection of his attitude towards this country and tragedies that occur in this country. He's a heartless, wicked individual, as far as I'm concerned. And for him to say anything like that, yeah, you can throw in moron too, but he's more wicked, in my opinion, than just being a moron. I wasn't there, but I watched it in live time, and I saw the bodies flying down from the top floors, upper floors of the World Trade Center, and I saw the people running out covered with that dust and things of that nature, and I do know a couple of people that lived not far from there and what they went through, so you know, not a good thing to say, sir. And speaking, if I could speak directly to Peter Strzok, I understand, you know, Strzok, his hatred of, you know, the J6ers and all of that. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of the J6ers, Captain, yeah, I mean, they might have been wrong for going into the Capitol building, but they did have issues with this government that refuses to operate according to the United States Constitution, by the way. They had some legitimate rights, and I'm not excusing going in the building or anything, so we don't need to get that twisted. But to compare, going into the building because you're sick and tired of what the government is doing or not doing, and comparing that to what happened on 9/11 is totally asinine and just evil.
Mm. Now, the other thing is, and by the way, thank you. George is saying good morning, and he's also pointing out something. He said that the people that jumped to their deaths and blocked the revolving doors down on the street to where when people tried to get out, they couldn't get out. That's how many were jumping off the building. You can only imagine. Now, NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace, we all know who he is, was suspended for one race after an incident that happened a week or so ago in Las Vegas where he caused a crash. Kyle Larson caused him to crash at a 200-mile-an-hour speed. Now, first of all, he's lucky that he didn't kill the guy. Because at 200 miles an hour, you got to be one hell of a driver to hold onto your car and keep it from rolling over. That's number one. Number two, then they got out, they started pushing and shoving and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. All instituted by Bubba Wallace. Now, Wallace is kind of a hothead. He's had problems before. I believe if that had been me, if I'd been NASCAR, I would have given him a two-race suspension because that would have gotten rid of any chance at all for him to win the championship, the Drivers' Championship.
Well, you're kind. I would have given him maybe even more.
For the season?
Yeah, or something. You don't do that, Captain. And, I don't think the guy purposely tried to bring him harm, but for him to respond in this way, and I'm looking at a picture of him, pushing this guy around. And Bubba Wallace, and, you know, he's not one of my favorite people anyway, because he's a disingenuous individual. Remember when he lied about the nooses?
I do.
Saying that they were racist. Mm-hmm. Well, those nooses had been there. That's what they used to pull those garage doors down.
That's right.
And to call that something racist and all of that, and you wanted to help get rid of the flag that would used to fly to these different events and all that. I mean, if you're offended by a flag, you need to go somewhere and you know, go see Mr. Rogers or something, resurrect Mr. Rogers and have a conversation with him or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when he was upset about the Southern flag and all of that stuff and
made
a big deal? And I don't know. People are just too sensitive in certain areas that don't make sense today. But, yeah, Bubba needs a longer vacation.
Well, I lost respect for him when he intentionally crashed the driver at that speed. You just don't do that. You just don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Biden administration is looking to discourage American business in Saudi Arabia. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
Yeah, Biden is really in... Well, I can't say it. He's really...
Yeah, you can. I'll let you.
Yeah, but others won't. You know, it's another bad face for the United States of America. I've got to be kind here, but here's the thing. He wants to go ahead and tick off Saudi Arabia after he already made an ass of himself by going over there with hat in hand. Hey, can you give us more oil? Even though I don't want us to drill for our own, can you give us more? He was very disrespectful, in my opinion, to Saudi Arabia. Then remember what he said, well, we'll take away our surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Talk about a short-sighted individual. Saudi Arabia needs to be protected from the possibility of Iran. Iran would love to go in there and get some of their oil fields or take over Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, sure they would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, short-sighted and asinine. What an asinine statement for the president to say.
Well, I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Saturday morning. So have yourself a great day and stay warm up there in the Northland.
Oh, I sure will. You take care. Bye.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. That's the Edwards Notebook. And find out more about him by going to theronedwards.com. And you'll know more about what he does and how you can hear him. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Washington, D.C. jury has acquitted Igor Deshenko of lying to the FBI on Tuesday. The indictment alleged Deshenko knowingly lied about conversations he had with subsources during FBI interviews. Durham's investigation has cost $4.4 million from October of 2020 to March of 2022. A California man was convicted Tuesday for the murder of Kristen Smart, the Polytechnic State University student who disappeared 26 years ago. But his father was acquitted of charges of helping him cover up the crime. Paul Flores, now 45 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder. The nation's strategic oil reserves to be used in case of emergency. President Biden is planning to release 15 million more barrels of energy in hopes of bringing down gas prices. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, and their Moss Nissan division. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website. Go over there and tell them the captain sent you. Now, we got the brand new store. Open up the brand new dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. And I'm telling you, what a sight that is. Now, don't forget Crystal River, the full-size flagship dealership in Newport Richey, 1954. That's the big place. And then you got Moss Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Don't forget, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military and veterans and first responders and church pastors, too, all get great deals offered to them. And, of course, Moss Care, that gives you free tire rotation and oil changes for the life of your vehicle. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Go over there, check it out, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, my man, and the audience out there in good old America, baby, and all the truckers out there moving our pods so we can live a beautiful life. God bless those folks.
Probably a few baseball bats, too.
Yeah, there you go, Captain. There we go. Well, talking baseball, the Yankees beat the Guardians 5-1 in Game 5. They'll face the Astros tonight in the ALCS.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, New York Yankees. Astros and Yankees, we kind of predicted that about 4 months ago. That's the way it was going to go down. But you and I always tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Old Howard Cosell, telling it like it is. Harper and Schwarber, homer as the Phillies take NLCS game one over the Padres. I would have thought for sure the Dodgers would be in that series, but they didn't put it together. So there you have it. Couple of, new faces there on the National League side of things. Can either one of those beat the Yankees or Astros? We shall see. And should be a great series, though, between the Yankees and Astros. Great pitching, great hitting. And, we'll go from there. The Ravens are signing veteran wide receiver DeSean Jackson, Captain. He played for the Bucks, the Eagles. He's lightning speed. So the Ravens are trying to get some help there. Wide receiver, see if they can, make it to the next level. And then the Broncos QB, Russell Wilson, he pulled his hamstring pretty good there in the game Monday night. So he's day-to-day, the MRI says. That's a painful injury to come off of, especially a quarterback, and you have to push him off that leg to throw the ball.
Right.
So. And then other quarterback news, the Cowboys Jones, Prescott. Jerry Jones on Prescott, he looks ready to go to him. And after last week's debacle against Philadelphia Eagles, I'm sure they're dying for Dak Prescott to be back. Not that it was all Cooper Rush's fault, but it did have something to do with it. Here's another thing in football, Kevin, correct me, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, is no angel and saint, and he's talking about how Snyder should be removed as the Washington owner. If you have a bunch of past history that isn't positive, Captain, it's probably in your best interest not to say anything, right?
I would think.
About the other owner. I've never understood that, It's such time and place again. Hey, if you've been rock solid and you're the head of the owner's association, maybe, but be very careful because you could be there someday also. So, I don't know. I'm just not a big proponent being critical of people and things happening. But sometimes you have to take actions, right, Captain? NASCAR had to suspend Bubba Wallace for one race for actions toward Larson of Vegas. First of all, jumping out of the car and trying to fight the guy. Number two, he's going up close to 200 miles an hour and ran into him like it was Larson's fault. Could have killed the man. And Joey Logano said, Wallace really needs to wake up. Do you think he should have got more than one race, Captain, as a suspension?
I think he should have got at least two races because that would have taken him right out of the championship altogether. Would have taught him a real lesson.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe even the first part of next year, would have been the way it went. So I don't know.
Remember, this is not his first rodeo.
That's true too. Yeah, that's another point that needs to be observed. I think when you do crazy, dangerous things in any sport, there should be serious ramifications, but it doesn't seem the penalties affect the crimes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they penalize these guys for silliness versus things that actually hurt people. I've never understood that, Captain. Never understood that in the world of sports. The hockey season is, starting. Some things are coming out really, really not prepared. And one of those is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lost again last night, 3-2. They need to really get it together here, Captain. I don't know what's going on, but something doesn't make sense. For your home opener, you got to win that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after being in the playoffs and, Stanley Cup last year. It's tough, though. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Your reign as being a champion and dominant. It's a 2 to 3 year window now being professional sports. Look, the Yankees, we'll see what they do in the World Series and the Astros. But, we've got the Dodgers are going to be back there. Atlanta, the Braves are going to be back there. It's just very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of professional sports. You just never know what's going to happen from a day-to-day basis. Season to season can mean a little bit different.
Right.
That's what it's all about, Captain. Well, Medicare season's in full force. I helped out husband and wife yesterday, captain at the Golden Corral out there in Brandon, Florida. We had a nice time. Saved them, $50 a month on their prescriptions. Got them some more over-the-counter benefits. And was able to put $164.90 back in their Social Security check. So, there's opportunities out there for people to save money. If you're paying for your Part B premium as a veteran or anybody, you might as well get that money put back in your checking account. I don't know why you wouldn't. So, please, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. It just behooves you to take advantage of me being in this industry for 30 years and helping out veterans and civilians on a daily basis with the prescriptions, with the doctor's visits, hospitalization issues. There's just so many things out there that you can take advantage of, but you have to take the time to meet down with a representative such as myself to get the best value for what you're putting into the system. You paid into Social Security all your life, Medicare taxes all your life. Why not get the most for it now when you can use it and help yourself out financially as well as physically and mentally?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about, Captain, and I know you're a big proponent of this, and you know how I help out people, and that's all I like to do, and it's just important to me. My dad became disabled, Captain, 30-some years ago. God rest his soul now, but a friend of mine helped him out getting into one of these programs, and I said, you know what? This is something that I like and believe in and have a passion for, to help out people. And you show me how to help out veterans, too,
sure,
for their benefit. Now, that's what it's all about, Captain. And I just wish we all get back to 9/12/2001. That's when we all united as a nation and as people, looking out for each other and helping each other out. So I can't say that enough. So, Captain, it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you and talk about this. I understand you guys had a great turnout at Mugs yesterday, last night. Wish I could have been there, and also Mission Barbecue.
Sure did.
Help out. So, all right, Captain. God bless you. We'll talk Friday morning. We'll talk about the Thursday night football game tomorrow night. We have some college and pro action. And, again, anybody, feel free to call me, 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. Captain, God bless you. God bless the audience. And take care of yourself, sir.
All right. Thank you. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, don't forget you can go over there and check out their Sports Zone show on the Facebook page, the Sports Zone. Go over there and check it out and see what it is that's got going on. Okay. Now, let me see here. All right. We've got coming up right after this break that we're about to take here, we're going to have the consumer quarterback. Yeah, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is going to be on. I'm going to ask him a couple questions here about the housing market because they're taking it right smack dab in the chin right now. I mean, it's not good. It's not good what we're seeing around the countryside. And they're about ready to raise the interest rate up again. Jeez, that's not what you do when you're in the middle of a recession. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. Never has. Never will. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank. Frank will be back on Friday, undergroundusa.com, his website. Go over there, check it out. Now, this part of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, digital on-site cleaning, as well as parts and repairs. Don't forget, you can stop by the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And if you're out of state and you need some parts, or you need a suggestion, or maybe you want to order something, you can give them a call, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, Brandon Rimes is the consumer quarterback, and good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Tell you what, I want to talk about our great governor to begin with, because we had the Tampa Bay Trump Club last night, and we talked a lot about our candidates that were running and whatnot, but we also talked about our governor, our great governor, Ron DeSantis. Now,
yeah.
During Hurricane Ian, the first stages of Hurricane Ian, did you see Charlie Crist on the ground anywhere?
No.
Okay. Did you see Val Demings on the ground anywhere?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the reason was Charlie was in Puerto Rico at some sort of a conference or whatnot, and he decided to stay there a little bit longer because of the storm.
Partying.
Yeah. Isn't that so? Well, maybe. And, of course, Val Demings, she just... she didn't have any use for wanting to wade through water, I guess, or whatever. But the point I'm trying to make here is that Ron DeSantis walking around in water, shaking people's hands, talking to them, getting everything organized, making sure you got the first responders doing what they're supposed to be doing, then bringing in more to help, because that's going to be quite an effort down there, as you well know. That, to me, that's a leader. That's a leader.
Yeah. And he also brokered a deal with Elon Musk to get the extra communication there.
Mm-hmm.
He also had, you know, the engineers build the bridge in, like, what, 2 or 3 days?
I mean,
he was on the spot, had everything covered 100%, you know. And people, I think, definitely resonated with that. You can hear that, and you get that sense of... you know, that, hey, look, he's got us covered, you know. Ron's got us covered.
Now, you are in the real estate business, so you know that this is going to be quite the job down there. The rebuilding effort is going to be massive, I believe. We have talked to some people in the Northport and the Punta Gorda area. I talked to a person last night, by the way, who lives down there. And they said that their home was left alone. But then again, they had a home that was built to Cat 5 specs. So, well, you would think that that'd be okay, right?
Yeah, especially some of the homes that are poured concrete. You know, they get a lot of rebar running in them and tie downs, you know, with the roof. And, yeah, if you're in that position, and, you're being in a better position. Plus, if you're, you know, a little bit higher ground. But, yeah, it's a slow cleanup, slow pace. I had a call in from one of my listeners down there, or one of my expert contributors, a roofing company, yesterday. Some of the things to be careful of is, you know, after the storm, these contractors come through and look for high deposits, and, you know, they want to take advantage of people. And, you know, luckily the sheriff's department is on top of that, and also the deputies are warning that, you know, there's not much looting from what I understand, and people are, you know, kind of policing that area, and it's helping neighbors seems to be a good situation so far.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing that I like about it is that when you get a situation like this, the going gets tough, the tough get going. You know, you heard that before, but it's absolutely true.
Right, yeah, and people pitch in, and, you know, you got semi trucks full of stuff coming down from the Tampa Bay area and all across the state.
All across the country.
People are pitching in, helping out. Yeah, KW Cares really helped out my family members. And, yeah, so it's great to see. It's awesome when people come together like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always a hit-or-miss situation. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, the stark contrast between what the Democrats had hoped to achieve with a presidential visit, because right now we've got Charlie Crist saying, well, I'm going to have Joe Biden come, and he'll be here the end of the month or the first week in November, and we're going to go around and campaign together. Apparently Charlie doesn't believe that Joe is toxic enough that it's going to hurt him. But then again, I think Charlie, regardless of who he brings down here to be with him, Charlie is going to get beat and get beat bad.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get really bad numbers. And you know what's he gonna have Joe say? What are they gonna do? Run around and talk about abortion the whole time? Or are they gonna talk about how strong the economy is, strong as hell? some people know it's not.
He's going to talk about the the 150 million barrels of oil that he's released from the strategic preserve, so that we can get our gasoline prices down. But most of that oil is not even going to be going to the U.S. It's going to be going overseas. He's going to sell it.
Yeah, I can't believe that. It's just unbelievable selling it to China. That put us in a very bad position from a war standpoint as well. We needed it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
And, of course, you got to remember, a lot of that that's in there, Donald Trump bought for $20 a barrel when it was cheap. And he's selling it now, reaping the rewards of whatever the price is, $80, $90 a barrel, a whole lot different than $20. But you don't hear about the money being used for anything like to pay down the budget or pay down the deficit or anything like that. You don't hear that, do you?
No. No, absolutely not. And before the break, Matt, you had kind of teased about some of the numbers in the real estate market. I can elaborate that if you'd like.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So the S&P CoreLogic, you know, they have this Case-Shiller index, okay? So the Case-Shiller index continued its deceleration last month, and it's been doing that for several months now. So what that means is the 20 cities composite of the United States, the largest cities, 20 cities. So it is decelerating in terms of the growth and appreciation. And I agree with what you said, too. You know, if we continue to raise rates, it's going to hurt the last standing sector that we have. You know, how effective real estate, mortgage, you know, that whole industry trickles down into insurance and title companies and home improvement contractors. If they start messing with that too much, they're going to put us into a deep, deep depression.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And we can't keep monkeying around with the interest rates either.
Yeah, exactly. And that's gonna slow down the last, you know, thing that we have is the real estate sector. Typically, you know, that's the main driver of your economy. And if they continue to raise the rates, it's gonna force so many people out of the buyer pool that it's gonna leave us into that position where, you know, what else do we have, you know, other than services?
Okay, so let us know how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rhymes here in Tampa Bay, and we can help you out nationwide through our Keller Williams Network with real estate professionals, 813-917-1894. Our website, consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback.com. And I appreciate you, Captain. God bless, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, my friend. Okay, Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. Let me drift over here. We don't have a lot of time, so Todd in Tampa, I'm just going to give it to you. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I can only be on when the captain puts me on. It's his show. Okay, but if you're wondering if I went anywhere, here I am. And I want to set this at Sunday's meeting in front of Ted Cruz. Anybody who votes for a Democrat's an idiot. Joe Biden doesn't care about you. Charlie Crist doesn't care about you. And you're stupid. And Joe Biden did win this election. Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. I hope Pennsylvania makes sure that the cheating doesn't stop. I hope these corrupt judges make sure that the signature has to match the ID or you go to jail. And I pray to God that nobody in America votes for a Democrat. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops who are getting ambushed left and right, okay? And stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's get to work. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. All right. And, you know, we have other commitments, so we get you on when we can get you on. Other than that, it's hit or miss. Now, that being said.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this,
or this.
Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.